Song right
Whoa,
there.
Man. Oh, it's heavy, dude. Serious. It's heavy. It's weighing down on me.
Serious song.
Yeah, turn up just a little tad bit. You can't put an end to it like that.
Yeah, we can't.
Man, now I wish I was listening.
You weren't listening at all.
I'm just kidding.
110th Street.
Oh. One of those days.
Yeah. Well, I think you were telling somebody you had a long day or today. Was it today a long day?
Yeah, every day's a long day when you wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I could have been talking to you on the way, because my dad suggested I talk to people while I'm driving that way.
You could have.
The first time, anyway.
I'm awake.
Would be up at the ass crack of dawn.
I know. Yeah. Like, sometimes I have to tell this person something, and then I look at my clock, I'm like, oh, it's 8 o'clock, they won't be up yet. Oh, I've already been up for 5 hours.
Well, my dad was awake. He was getting ready for work, so he called me. I talked to him for a little while. Then my mother was still awake, because mother's worry, so I talked to her for a little while, and... That was on the way there, but on the way back, I had people with me, so I was cool. But, I mean, you still could have called anyway. But you didn't know I was driving for a whole 24 hours anyway. But now you know.
It's a long drive.
It was. And my dad told me I earned my stripes. I am
now officially not the driver next time.
No, that I think that...
You're officially a master of the East Coast...
He called me. I'm a true man now. I can stand with the crowds that have done 10 plus hours. He's like, well, hey, I did 20 or whatever. So,
it's like we were talking about before. It definitely takes its toll on you.
It does.
You do not realize when you're in the car the amount of stress that it puts on your body. You don't realize how tense you get, mm-hmm. or you know, just your mind's traveling. Mile a minute, and you know you got to pay attention for all the retards surrounding you, and
yes.
You got to pay attention for yourself, and it's just
as I was telling Mike, and this was like before you got here, Wendy, that like after I got home, after I got back home, I got out of the car and I was walking like I was drunk because I had been
probably were not cool.
I plead the fifth, but I was walking like I was drunk and just trying to get to my bed, and I was. My mom told me I wasn't myself. Like, I was giving her my keys. Oh.
Whoops.
Got a little distracted there. I handed her my keys because I brought my grandmother with me, and she had her suitcase in the trunk and everything. And, like, yeah, everything's in the trunk because I staggered off to bed, almost bumping into walls and not making up the stairs. And, yeah, I passed out on my bed. Wasn't really asleep. I was just unconscious. And then I woke up. My body was still in pain. My legs, my back, my wrists from, you know, holding the steering wheel all night. Yeah, it was emotionally, physically, mentally draining. But also felt very accomplished.
I would never be able to drive for that long. I would get so distracted. I'd see, like, highway signs and be like, oh, let's go look at that, and then get lost.
There were a couple signs I saw that looked interesting. I was like, ooh, let me stop at... Billy's Barbecue or something, but...
Ooh, I would go to Billy's Barbecue.
Well, one of the stops we did stop at a gas station, that's like something's...
The Chuckle Hut.
Sally.
Sally's Barbecue. I want to go to the Chuckle Hut. That sounds like a fun place. Like a Chuck E. Cheese.
The
what
Chuckle.
Is it? Is it like a strip club?
Let's eat a strip club?
Oh, the way you guys are looking.
Well, because it's, like, it's, oh, it's a 30, like a it's a 30 Rock reference. And
I want a 20-piece fried Chuckle Nuggets.
With the Chuckle Hut in the show, anyway, it's like... Think like the anus of a pig,
and cut off the anus and deep fry them, and
something like that. And
well, I would just not want to know.
The Chuckle Hut was during the day. It was a factory that you know did this to the pig, and then at night it was actually a comedy club. Yeah. I think something like that.
It moonlit as a comedy club. During the day they were chopping up chuckles.
Yeah.
Oh good boy.
Chuckle there. But so there was a barbecue place, but I tried, and they had a sign pointing as if it was like right around the corner or something, but I guess it was gone. I didn't see it, so there was no barbecue to be had.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah, it was. And he was looking up on the map earlier about all the restaurants that were down in Gulf Breeze, one of which that I never made it to, and I really wanted to, because apparently they have the best barbecue shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've never had before, but
no?
The way they were describing it sounded really, really good. But I didn't make it over to that place.
Have you ever had shrimp stuffed with cheese and wrapped with bacon?
I think that's now a new mission of mine.
It's the best thing ever. I make it sometimes, but I can't.
You make it? Well, and you haven't brought it here?
It wouldn't be good by the time it got here. It's better warm. But I ate it at the Chowder Pot once, but I can't figure out how they get the cheese to stay in the shrimp. Because there's still, like, cheese, but it, like, a lot of it melts out because I'll cook the bacon first.
What, do they just slice open the back of the shrimp?
That's what I do, but I don't think that's the way they do it because I buy I'll get,
what
like,
what kind
the,
of cheese?
Just mozzarella.
Oh. Wow, I get, like, even the better.
I get, like, the jumbo ones, and I'll slice them open, and then... like, I'll cook the bacon, and I'll slice them and put
stop
the cheese in and wrap
go.
Them up.
Do you pull out the poop tube, or do you just put the mozzarella in with it?
What's that?
Adds flavor. The poop tube.
No, that would be like. I wish I was listening.
Do you slice open the back or the belly and put the cheese in?
I don't know.
Like, picture the shrimp like curved like this. The belly is the inside.
I cut it in half.
So you cut it in half and then you just like.
Yeah, I cut it all the way and then I wrap them with the bacon.
Okay.
The long way, right? Cut it in half.
Or else all the cheese will melt.
Cut it in half the long way.
Yeah.
Like the shrimps like this, you cut like the back open and stuff.
Like not like, so it's like, not like, yeah, like you would cut a person in half even. Right. Like not legs and top. Like.
That's the first thing you down like that's the first thing you think of, cutting a person in half versus, you know, something simple.
Well, it's just it's a good symmetry reference.
I'm checking out our calendar. Unfortunately.
Dark things in Wendy's mind.
Unfortunately, the 21st of December does not fall on a Tuesday. I was really hoping it would.
Oh, because that'd be like the end of the world.
Right. I really want to broadcast on this end of the Mayan calendar day. According to my calendar here, the 21st is a Friday, but I really...
That's awesome, because that means there's going to be so many good parties that night.
If we're still going strong by December, I would really like to maybe...
Do a special show?
That's great. It starts with Earth.
I mean, if the Earth just for some reason slightly jumps off its axis or slows down and we all disintegrate or whatever happens, whatever's supposed to actually happen... I would really like to be behind the microphone while it's going down.
Yeah, it'd be great if by that point
that could be
like,
another road trip show.
Doing a show live,
right?
Like
we're out on the streets as it's going down,
like the final hours that we're counting down to when it's supposed to happen. Because I think somebody might have narrowed it down to like, I'm actually throwing a reference out there, 4:44 p.m. That's when it's going to happen, and I think 4:44 a.m. is actually a movie starring Willem Dafoe. About the end of the world.
Really?
Not necessarily December 21st. I don't know too much about the movie, but it was debuted at South by Southwest, I think.
Is that a Lars von Trier film?
No, but it does sound like one. And
anybody actually believed the world was going to end, there would be such complete, utter chaos and anarchy right now.
As we
nobody actually believes that.
It was funny, this past summer, whatever day that dude predicted, it was some day
this
summer.
He was in the news, right.
Right. That actual day was funny. I don't know if it happened all over the region. I was at Rock Hat Stadium that night. It was supposed to happen. I don't know if there was an actual time that was set.
There was a time. I was on the highway.
It was like 6 o'clock, I think. It was toward like the evening. Mm-hmm. But we were at New Britain Stadium right before game started, and the game had to be postponed because about 3 minutes before the time that it was supposed to happen, the skies just opened up and it started pouring.
That's
dude.
Awesome.
Like the whole field was just. I mean, the game never actually happened. I mean, and it only lasted. The rain only lasted for maybe like 15 minutes, but it rained so hard and so much that
it
took them the entire night to try and dry that field or get all the water off that field. But it was funny. It was.
I think
it was
I made
weird.
A video today about the whole rapture and everything.
Did it rain where you were? Like, I mean, seriously, it was like snap. It was like turning on a switch and it just started.
There was a bunch of clouds in the corner and I was calling them rapture clouds. And then, cause I was leaving, I was going to New York to go hang out with a friend of mine and I was on the highway. The time of the event was supposed to happen.
The clouds of fire and brimstone.
It was actually very sunny. And I was passing a bunch of cars that were passed on the side of the road. So I'm like, oh, I guess they must be being, you know, prepared or whatever. Mm. But I don't know. I was making jokes about it.
Wait, some cars pulled off to the side of the road?
Yeah, I don't know what they were there for.
They were just chilling waiting for it to happen?
Maybe.
I would know if it was going to be the end of the world, so I could just go out and go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to know if it was actually going to happen or not. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I'd probably not be here. I'd be out, like, jumping out of and stuff.
No, we lost Wendy.
I would, no, I've been waiting my whole life for some sort of cataclysmic event.
Of course you are.
But, I don't know. Just the only reason I'm looking ahead to December, and you know, I was really hoping, like I said, it would fall on a Tuesday. But if not, like I said, if we're still doing this crazy thing, then it would be fun to actually do a show on that Friday, the 21st of December, 2012. But like I said, the only reason why I'm looking at the calendar is because Road Trip Radio Show.
I was trying to find a date when to go out on the road.
I said
speaking
once
of that,
Sterling
I will not
got
be
back
here on Saturday.
Okay. Noted.
As I said, once Sterling returned from Florida, I really wanted to figure out when we were going to do that. And by the looks of it, it's going to have to revolve around you, Wendy. You really got to be a part of it. You can't pass on this. So you got to give us a day that would work best for you.
You know how hard that is to do.
Oh, that's why, you know, we're...
That's why I'm giving you the...
I found out
we'll
today,
discuss more off the air.
I found out today that I was working Saturday. From 11 to 2.
I just want to throw that out there. So you think about it and you get back to me.
I will.
Because...
we'll figure it out.
This is going to be a...
Monumental event.
True, it is. Monumental. As well as pulling some cash together to put up a...
Oh, yeah, this is other stuff we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, you kind of ran that idea by me. I'm too broke
for
that.
He ran it by you already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I wasn't around.
I'm way too broke for that.
Oh, yeah, this is nothing we're going to do, like, tomorrow. It's
I was all jazzed up, and I had...
You just had to tell. I understand.
It's Bill
Barn. Yeah.
But on our Podbean page, it's been there for a while, but you can donate to the show. Because it does cost for us to host the show on Podbean. But if you want to...
It does?
It does, yeah.
Since when?
Since always.
Oh.
It's just... I mean, if you... For those people out there that want to help us out, they can...
We do put money into the show.
How much does it cost?
It costs $20 a month.
No. Really?
Yeah. I mean, there are other places out there. There are other, like, websites we can be hosted at. But this is, like, the first one that I found that seemed to work and was available, so... I went with it. We started doing, I think, the free ones, and then I moved up to $5, and then there's all these benefits to you upgrading your account, but $20 just seemed to be working, so I've been stuck
$20
with
a month?
$20 a month. There are other places like the Weekly Threesome, which is another now podcast. They're officially on iTunes now. Also, you know, friends of ours.
Yeah, everyone was asking me about that. I'm like, I don't do anything like that. You have Jess Sterling. Like, I had people from two different shows ask me. I'm like,
how to get their show on iTunes?
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of websites you can go to. I just happen to choose Podbean. I actually don't know where the Weekly Threesome does their show because Kevin, he had a bad experience with Podbean. And I will admit, they're not the best. They have a lot of issues, but...
Then why do we pay him $20 a month? Well, not
because
really,
since the start, it's worked well for us. I mean,
it does what we need it to do. So I'm a satisfied customer. I'm not necessarily happy, but I'm content. That's the word I want.
Well, content isn't good enough for $20 a month. You should be ecstatic.
I should be ecstatic, but for now we've set up our ground here. There's enough features that I'm happy enough. I can see where our listeners are from.
How many we got?
I haven't checked recently.
The channel's gotten over 5,000.
Yeah,
hits.
We've got a number of hits. I'm waiting. Usually it's like a 2-day feedback 55, rate.
56.
So I'm gonna wait until tomorrow to see, like, after all the cards I distributed over the weekend. I want to see if we've spiked in the areas that I visited. Huh. So,
well, I'll give you money one day.
Okay.
Not today though.
Just for your information, we do put my own money.
I had
money,
no idea.
Our own money into cards. This show.
Plus I had with no
the,
idea.
The business cards, I get
you
those.
You guys
and
never told
those.
Me this. What a couple of gentlemen.
We didn't want to burden you with that sort of thing.
Yeah, we just need your gentleman. Pretty face and
never
your voice.
Never ask me. Never ask me once
your
for money. I appreciate
your pretty
that,
face,
that's
your pretty
really,
voice,
really
your pocketbook full of snacks and goodies.
We just need to attract the male listeners, basically. So
that was really nice, though. I'm very.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just stay there and look pretty.
To attract the algae eaters on the other side of the bowl.
Oh yeah, a few of those.
Algae eaters. I also want to throw out there Lines of the Lost.
Oh yes, our phone
860-342-8423. Give us a call.
Holler.
And I forgot that wire again.
Holla, 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 holla.
Could have tried holla, holla. See if it worked.
There's so many wires in my life.
I know, all these connections and.
One day I just want to unplug all that stuff and see if I can put it back together, but I know I won't be able to.
Yeah, don't try that anytime soon.
Did you do it once?
I haven't done it, no, but I'm pretty sure I could figure it out.
Then I'll just have you watch me.
Oh, boy. Also, don't forget our other means of communication. TheLostDial@gmail.com, Facebook.com/ the LD crew. Send us FormSpring questions. We've been getting a lot of those lately. Again, sadly, mostly through FormSpring. A lot of them I'm going to delete because they're not really relevant anymore. Like, they're asking about March Madness, and it's going to be over by really soon. Oh, that's why you moved the microphone away. Oh, she has a little cute kitten sneeze. It wasn't even paying attention.
I heard it.
Okay.
It's cute.
Twitter, at the Lost Dial. What else is there? And
Facebook.
Facebook?
Did yes, you say Facebook?
Yep. The LD crew.
You did, didn't you?
Oh, I got it. I found it, dude. Ooh.
Chic Boutique.
What do you find?
Chic Boutique.
D2BD.com. I got it.
This is.
Don't gotta tell me twice about shoes.
Yes. They're in New Haven. Go check them out. Tell them the Lost Dial sent you.
I could see Megan shopping there.
Really?
Megan Draper. Ready? You got my volume up?
Oh.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh.
She's never seen it.
Oh, yeah. This is that horrible show we're talking about.
Everybody just wanted to go home and romp after this. I love her teeth.
I do. It's, I don't know.
It's all.
It's something that makes her stand out.
Yeah. She is French. Hmm. She's very French.
And she's very pretty.
Doesn't this make you just want to go home and buck?
This is the great show you've been talking about?
It's a scene from it.
Yeah, this is completely out of context for her, because she has no idea what's going on.
This is Don Draper's new wife.
I feel like I could see this in any porno.
Or at least the beginning of one.
Zooby zooby zoo. She's got that. It's funny, and they made a point in it.
Can you make a note to make sure that you post this video on? Because I there's a lot of videos you play.
I know.
You're supposed to post them on the wall.
Yeah.
That's her husband?
That's Don Draper right there.
That's her husband?
Yeah.
So she's shaking her for all those other guys, too?
It's his birthday party.
Oh, so she's a stripper for his birthday.
Don definitely makes it known to her afterwards that he was not impressed with the party in general.
Yeah, he doesn't like his
birthday. Dick doesn't like his birthday celebrated. Yeah.
He's a very complicated man. And
it was a pretty decent 2-hour premiere.
Sounds like too much work.
I like Lane's little obsession with the wallet, the picture he finds in it.
Oh yeah.
That was Dolores. Awesome. That was sweet.
Interesting.
Exciting. Riveting.
And I was fine with Betty not being in that episode.
Oh, she's gonna.
She's a shit.
She is actually, but she'll probably be back.
She'll be in the next episode. I guarantee it.
Yeah. And Peggy, of course, love Peggy.
Yeah, I love Peg. She's great.
That was the mousy girl we showed you a picture of.
Oh.
Before, yeah. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else.
No, I always just love Allison Brie.
Allison Brie.
Yes, and I wanted to make a pitch about Community. Now that that's
wait, who's Allison Brie? Before you go,
Tracy, I think that's her name. What's his name's wife?
Pete.
Trudy. That's Pete. Allison Brie. That's her real name.
Pete. He's really.
Oh yeah, he stepped up to the yeah. It's like I deserve a bigger office. Roger. He brought in all these.
It's pretty clever of him now to he figures out the. Roger's been peeking at his calendar, mm-hmm. So he pencils in a Staten Island meeting.
Yeah, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was a good prank, like, though.
Where are you going? He's going, Staten Island. What are you doing that for? Shut up.
The great scene that I loved, though, was
Roger,
when
great.
Joan showed up with her baby, and the baby kept being passed around, and it was all these awkward moments in between all these characters who've had histories of, like, maybe...
Did you notice whatever. That baby testicles right off the bat? It's like the shot opens up.
Oh,
putting cream on the baby's bare bum.
Is that the episode that John Hammond directed, or is it a future episode?
Oh, this was this episode.
Oh, okay.
It was like maybe 15 minutes into the episode when they first.
No, I mean, is this
when
the
they premiere Joan?
Is this the episode that he directed?
Oh,
because I know he first time ever, and it might have been this episode.
John Hamm?
Yeah.
Really? Maybe. I don't know, but they accidentally caught the bottom of the baby's testicles.
Yeah, I noticed.
I was pretty surprised by that.
I noticed.
Weird. But I mean, like, at first, before you see her putting the lotion on the butt cheeks, it's like you don't even really realize what it is that you're looking at.
This is a show you're trying to get me to watch.
Well, we're just talking about this one in particular scene.
One particular. The premiere of Joan. Joan and her baby.
Everyone, like, a few years later.
Joan and John Slattery's baby.
Speaking of TV shows, and this is old news. In fact, this everything that I'm reading happened, like, a week or a week and a half ago. This is before I left. So, HBO show Luck was canceled.
After
only 3 episodes.
Get out of here.
Because the third horse died. So.
Oh, yeah, that was canceled a little while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why I said all this is going to be old news. I wrote all this down before I left.
This is for real? I didn't hear about it.
Oh, you didn't hear about it? Yeah.
No. I hadn't even watched it yet, but I figured I heard good things about it.
PETA killed the horses.
I hate PETA.
I really think they did.
So PETA had something to do with it?
I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of sabotaged the show.
No, not really. That's just my own.
They were against the show from the beginning.
That's my specific conspiracy theory, because they weren't happy about it. So I think they killed the horses to make them cancel the show.
Because they were upset about it because they were using, I guess, retired racing horses, and they wanted them to use, like, archive footage of racing horses.
Yeah, right. Those horses are treated like racing horses. Mm-hmm. They're treated better than most humans because they don't want to hurt them. Because anything, if they don't want them to get injured, those horses have a pretty good life for horses, like, considering how some of them have it. Like, I'm sure horses would rather be wild and free, but some animals like being domesticated. It's just true. Like, my cats are very happy being able to come in, curl up next to the fire, and eat some cat food. They don't want to be running around the woods fighting with coyotes all night.
Oops, I forgot to shout out Spuddy, the dog at
a puppy.
That I bonded with, and he's very much happy being domesticated.
Oh, the dog you sat down on the beach with and
stared
out at the lights.
At the city.
Like Puck's Tawny Phil, he's a king.
Oh yeah, that's true. They, you know,
Puck's Tawny
once a year just to.
Do you know how many named groundhogs?
Oh, the
there
Connecticut
are
groundhog died
across the United States. There's a lot. There's quite a few of them. Yeah. The list is like arm length of very small text.
The Connecticut one died.
Oh, that's too bad.
The one that it had mental damage.
Really?
Yeah, that's not a joke. Either.
How could it be mental?
It got hit by a car.
Oh well.
And then mental damage, and then they're like, "Oh, this is the one that's gonna pick our weather."
What was he doing running around out on the road? I thought he was supposed to stay in a log.
It's a girl, but I think they picked her after she got hit. I think she got hit by the car, and then they saved her, and then they're like, oh, let's make this one decide the weather.
Okay, yeah. I see. I thought you got killed because... Or
no, no, no. It just died. Okay.
I always pictured that log that he lived in. They're all Punxsutawney anyway. I'm sure all the other ones live in a log too. But like, I just always pictured, you know, it's a log, but once you go inside, it's like...
A log? Why aren't they in the ground or something?
Well, it's like a stump. In Punxsutawney anyway, yes, there's like, you know, I think it's just a plastic stump.
Right, it is.
And they, you know, knock on the door and they open it up and they pull them up. But I always pictured it to be like, you know, like Tony Montana's...
loft
or like the Batcave.
just like this lavish mansion. Wow. Like inside, and Punxsutawney, just like, he's got tons of yachts all over the place and sitting in a huge tub of
eating caviar.
I always laugh at all those old guys in the suits. All the old guys in the suits.
The top hats and everything.
You just have to imagine how important they think it is. Like when the groundhog dies, they probably like call emergency super secret meetings and stuff. Like they must just be so full of importance.
That's the festival of all festivals in Punxsutawney anyway.
You get to start drinking at 5 in the morning. Mm. Of course it's awesome.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, real quick about luck. It was not necessarily canceled due to the horse's death, but also because the ratings were very low. So I think both of that is what...
No, it's because the horses died.
Mostly. And PETA was ecstatic, very happy that the show was not playing anymore.
I just figured anything Dustin Hoffman was in, especially, you know, how successful HBO series are, you know?
That was also very surprising because HBO shows, they, you know, they do very well. And they leave on their own terms. Like, you know, we're done doing the show. We're going to end. But nope.
Wow.
Speaking of ending.
Three shows in?
Three episodes, yeah.
Wow.
Britannica Encyclopedia, after 244 years.
Done.
No longer printing encyclopedias.
Done.
Not
no
surprised.
Need for it anymore.
Not surprised.
I had to write down the whole thing. Jon Hamm versus Kim Kardashian. This also is old news.
Oh, the flower?
Actually, no. We'll just talk about that instead. Her being flower bombed. You didn't hear about that. Like powder.
Cooking
white
flour.
Flour, yeah.
Yeah, like somebody threw some...
Really?
Some lady threw flour
and
at her.
And did you also know that she is a very, like, close friend of PETA?
Kim Kardashian?
No. No, they hate Kim Kardashian because she wears fur. But the person who flower bombed her has some, like, close ties to PETA and donates a lot. So, Khloe Kardashian, her sister, she was a member of PETA and she dropped out because they found out this lady has close ties, even though PETA denied that she had close ties. Now Khloe Kardashian's like me. Yep. And I was on the front page of The Prep this morning. That's why I know.
Do not care about them at all.
Nope.
So I was like, haha, that's pretty funny. She got flower bombed.
I guess it happened because she wears fur.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea why it happened. I didn't care. I was just happy that it happened. I
wonder if she would have preferred being glitter bombed. All the
That would be kind of fun.
The dudes running for... Republican nominee for president. They've all gotten glitter bombed by gay rights individuals.
Good for them.
They come up with a wand full of glitter with the cap off and they glitter bomb their hair. You know, their hair is always so perfect, those guys, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, it's true.
It's perfect.
I do have another story, but I'll save that till when we come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Episode 5-3, Lost Isle. And I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Breaks in a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose. But these here breaks rock your shoes.
Welcome back to episode 53 of The Lost Dial, powered by allnoiseradio.com. Booyakasha.
Have some more old news for you.
All right.
This is like the one that I really wanted to read. Although I should have the whole story. But there's an LA weatherman that's suing CBS, the CBS stations, for hiring young, attractive women.
What?
That's awesome. Okay.
He's suing them because he feels that more qualified weather people such as himself are being passed over for, I guess, going for the younger attractive
women. He just doesn't want to constantly be up against the green screen popping a chub. Every time he's like, let's pass it over to Veronica in Rancho Cucamonga. Then she pops up with her heaving breasts and he pops a chub and he's got to come back. And
no, he's a weatherman. Yeah. Meaning they're not giving him the job because they're giving it to these women.
Did he have the job?
No, he's been trying to get a job.
Oh, trying.
Yeah, and they actually, I think one of the other weather guys was either let go or retired. I didn't find out too much information about him. And I figured it's because he doesn't have a real weatherman's name. And I forgot what this guy's name is. I mean, it's boring, so that's why I probably didn't write it down. But the guy who had left was named Johnny Mountain. So, I mean, that's like a typical, like, perfect weatherman's name in, like...
Johnny Mountain.
If his name was that, then he might as well, you know, just keep the job for it until he dies.
You should see those news ladies out there in Southern California.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen videos of them.
Damn.
Yeah, they're...
Holy tamale.
I think most guys would tune in most to the weather just to get some information and to see the ladies.
Most of them are Asian and with incredible breast implants.
Probably might not make it to the movies, but...
It's like a rub and tug without even having to go to the rub and tug. Because you just rub and tug
just
right
finding so many other ways to describe. Even though we
get Touch of Asia here. Spa.
The other things I wrote down, there's a, I guess, possibly a rumored of a mini iPad coming out.
Isn't that called an iPod?
That's what I thought. But apparently it's...
Just something else they can charge money for?
Yep, pretty much. But this is coming from Samsung. There's nothing like set in stone, so this could be like many years from now.
What I don't get, the release of this newest iPad, why isn't it the iPad 3?
What is it called?
The new iPad.
So it's not, technically... It's not even a number?
Yeah, it's technically not... The iPad 3.
I guess colloquially. Oh,
didn't
man,
the iPad 2 just come out?
Not too long ago, yeah.
Like a month?
No.
And didn't Spider-Man 3 just come out and they're already remaking it? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Spider-Man 3 came out, that's at least a couple of years.
But wait a decade before you remake something. That's my problem. it's just a rumor that's coming out.
What?
The mini pad, is what they're supposedly calling it.
Lame.
Which, like Wendy suggested, kind of sounds like an iPod.
That's what it is. They all do the same.
Just don't care anymore. You're making me write everything down.
Yeah, she is not holding back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm
tired.
That's
such a long day. I understand.
I'm a cursor today.
And this is also, again, still my old newspaper here. Rod Blagojevich went to jail, whatever day that was. So it would be 14 years.
Speaking of heavy, that's a heavy sentence that man got. I mean, you know, it is great when, you know, the white collar crowd gets punished, yeah. You know,
what
properly.
He
attempted to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. He was the governor of Illinois.
That's awesome.
And once the seat was vacant because of, you know, him taking the White House, Rod.
Blago.
Wait, he's got... It's Rob and Rod. Which one? It's
Rod.
Rod.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Rob?
I'm sure. I wrote it down.
Then it's his brother that's Rob, then.
Oh, there is another one?
Yeah.
Does he look
like him? His brother's name is, like, pretty similar, whether he's Rob or Rod.
Does he have a hair helmet, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of him. All I know is his name's pretty similar.
Oh. Well, yeah, because I wasn't sure when I was watching at the news at the time, so I made sure I wrote it down, because, I mean, getting past his last name... It had been so long since I heard anything.
Blagojevich. He's like the fourth or fifth Illinois governor in the past 100 years to go to jail.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty corrupt. Chicago politics. It's.
They should just bring Al Capone back. He'll fix everything.
Bring him back.
Yeah, from the dead.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what that's what Sam Neill can do in Alcatraz? Turn on his time portal and bring back
As much as I was raving and ranting about it before, I haven't even been watching it anymore.
Nah,
which
sure.
I think it might possibly be canceled. It's about that time of year again.
If they're going to cancel Dustin Hoffman's...
It's a total different network.
But... I know.
I mean, that's cable TV, so that's a different kind of money we're talking about.
I don't know. Would you hold... I guess I wouldn't hold Sam Neill up there in the same pedestal as Dustin Hoffman, though.
Well, okay, not... I wouldn't hold him that close. Like, there's A-listers.
He hasn't Dustin been, a, he hasn't been around as long as Dustin, I don't think.
But Sam Neill, I'd say he's like a B-plus actor.
Who's he?
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park. His first movie. The second movie I think of is Event Horizon.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
Yeah, which that's coming back out.
I'm surprised you saw that, Event Horizon.
I didn't like it. We got it, I think my dad was a big fan of it, so we got it for him. And then I, out of curiosity, decided to watch it again. I'm like, that was a bad idea. So, I mean, it wasn't like too creeped out or anything. I just don't really enjoy it that much. But yes, Jurassic Park is coming back to theaters, I think next year in 3D. And
wait, say again?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
The original is coming back to theaters.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that, huh? Titanic's being re-released.
And according, well, I guess, of course he would say it, but James Cameron said it's really worth watching.
Really? Well, if James Cameron says so, then I'm going to go spend the money.
I know. And then I actually thought about it. And like, well, the way he did Avatar, if it's anything like Avatar, then it probably might be worth seeing. As much as I don't care about the movie Titanic.
I was happy watching Avatar on my 47-inch screen with the Yamaha surround sound. It was pretty good. The Blu-ray player worked good for me.
After watching it in 3D the first time and then watching it in 2D, it's like, eh. And I can tell, like, wait, this movie is really actually very boring.
What do they say at the end of Titanic now? You can see it in IMAX 3D, 3D, and Real D. You get, like, three options. Mm. Like, what's that all about?
Lame. Just to try to sell more
tickets. There's so many different types of theaters now, everyone. I guess.
And about that, too, they're actually... There's talk of raising the regular like 2D prices and lowering the 3D prices of tickets.
What kind of sense does that make?
To encourage you to see the 3D movies.
Upping 2D and lowering 3D?
That's just an excuse to make 2D more expensive because less movies come out that way.
Oh, they don't need an excuse. They're just going to do it anyway because it's already been happening. Ugh. I mean, I've heard of some places where
it's already like $12, right?
Yeah, in some places it's already $20 for one ticket. I don't know where exactly, but I just
people
know
wonder why I haven't been to the movies in 3 years.
I'm actually
the last
going
movie
this
I saw in theaters was The Hangover. I got free tickets because I was at Texas Roadhouse and they were handing them out, so I got to see the premiere.
And speaking of free things, I'm gonna sit
Podbean.
Here. Yes, Podbean. I don't know why. Why am I saying Podbean?
Because it's free.
No, it's free. Yeah, our account isn't free, so
yeah, I know. That's
so you know, support us.
Joke
donate.
That failed.
Support us. Viggle is a new little app that I like to play with now. It's you get points for watching TV. So on my little iPod here, I have to put a little microphone in there so it can hear the TV. And all I do is just check in. It hears what I'm listening to. And like, okay, we see that you're watching Dancing with the Stars. And then after the show is over, I'll get like maybe 300 points. And then all these points add up to free stuff like gift cards to Starbucks or Burger King or bookstores, and eventually you can probably save enough points to get a Kindle Fire. I think that's like the highest price thing up there, and that's like 300,000 points. So it'll take me some time, but I'll do it. So I mean, I'm getting points for watching TV, and eventually it'll pay off.
Can you turn that up real quick? I just want to see the accuracy of this.
What are you looking at?
Weapon sounds.
That's what you're doing?
Nothing to add about Viggle to any of the previous things. And you're back to sound effects again.
Yeah, but these aren't dopey. These are
that
like...
That sounds like Japan.
Right. These are actually... These are worthy of...
Too soon? I don't know.
This is called chopping limb.
Like body limbs?
I think so. Listen to the mush. Yeah, it's definitely a limb getting chopped off. Hmm. Antiquated sonar. All right, I'm sorry, go on. I just wanted to see how accurate they sounded.
Oh,
I never actually listened to them before. Shut up. Stop. Stop.
Broke it.
Okay.
But yeah, Viggle, go check that out if you have an iPod or iPhone. Yeah, good stuff. It will be on Android, I think, in a few weeks. according to their website and their Twitter account. So you can get stuff for watching TV. I like this better than the other app that's out there called Get Glue. I think you just get stickers, which I have no idea what that's for.
I like stickers.
I don't think they're actual stickers.
Aww.
Yeah. But I would rather get stuff like gift cards to Best Buy and people take pictures of the stuff that they bought with the points that they won.
I don't know. I'd rather have stickers.
Well, then Get Glue is the app for you.
But I want real stickers.
Oh, well, can't help you. I thought you would want, like, food and gift cards to places to buy more shoes, even though you like the, the $10 ones?
Yeah, I should just rather go to Walmart.
Yeah, they're broken.
Yeah.
See?
They might have they have Target gift cards. I know that.
I don't like Target.
No?
I don't like Walmart either. This is actually the first time I've been in a Walmart in like 2 years. I really need a new pair of boots, and they were just sitting there, $10. I was like, all right. Mm. They were. I bought them to ruin, though. Kind of one of those pairs of shoes, just every day.
I understand.
But I don't think I'm going to be wearing them much longer.
Because they won't last much longer.
Nope. Look at that. Heels peeling right off.
Well, I guess just stick some glue in that. That'll be fine.
No, you can never glue shoes back together. Trust me. They're never the same. They'll fall apart every
day. I know
day.
People who have tried.
Yes.
They try to hang on for dear life to what's left.
Not going to happen.
Hmm.
I think this might be actually the last time I can wear these. My feet get wet.
I'll say, you're awfully quiet over
there. The chunk of land above what Chicago would be is Fatties/Packers fans.
Back to the map.
This is pretty funny though. Where'd you find this?
Originally it was from Funny or Die, and I now when I find things online I decide to pin it on my boards.
Arizona's broken up in between two hots. One is dry and one's Mexican.
This is the map.
Hot. Nebraska, not sure. It's just clever.
Then I had a whole list of movies that are being
When's our Dark Knight coming out?
May?
I want to see the Hunger Games. Are you surprised by that?
I am.
I really want to see that. It might actually bring me to theaters.
Let's make a plan out of it. You in?
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I'm actually really curious about that. I feel like that could be a really good movie.
I'm hearing a lot of good things about it.
I think I'd like to start with the book.
No, don't read the book first. Because whenever you read the book first, the movie's always disappointing.
Your expectations watch the movie. Are dropped.
Yeah, watch the movie and then read the book. Because every book is always better than the movie because the movie can't fit in all the detail. The movie can't tell you what the people are thinking inside their heads. So the movie is always a disappointment.
See, if we all go, then we'll all have like a movie that, at least one movie we've all seen.
Are you sure the Dark Knight Rises is coming out that? I thought it was like summer months.
Oh, it could be later. I have no idea.
Oh,
okay. That's why I said it with a question mark.
That I want to go on.
Did you not hear my question mark?
There was a question mark.
I would love to go with you guys to see that. But Wendy probably wouldn't be on board.
For what?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I saw the one with Heath Ledger, and that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So you'd see this one?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have anything against Batman.
All right, well, we'll do that,
Robin,
too.
Maybe a little. No, I'm just kidding.
And I was going to suggest The Lorax, because I think you said you wanted to see it, but you look like you're out of it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's going to be a huge disappointment.
I'm going to, it doesn't
matter. I don't like that kind of animation. I don't like the computery animation that they always have now.
I kind of agree. I miss the old school animation.
Yeah, like Finding Nemo was even all right.
You mean,
like that animation.
You mean actual pencils and paint
kind
of animation?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like when
Not
Pixar
even that,
does it.
But just like think of like Monsters, Inc. and Finding Nemo and stuff. They had like a normal, more normal look. Like in The Lorax, it's so bubbly. I don't know. Everything's just circly. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, there's just something about like Pixar. And
I could really separate Nemo and The Lorax to me. Just like thinking about it, it both looks the same. It's computer generated animation.
Yeah, but no, it's just... I don't know. There's a difference.
Like, the last good animated film that I really, really enjoyed is Lilo and Stitch.
I wasn't a big... That movie disappointed me. It was way more alien-y than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot...
I can't even say it.
Alien-ly.
Alien.
I thought it was...
Never mind.
I thought it was going to be, like, a lot cuter. I didn't think Stitch was going to be, like, a... Ring.
You remember the show Alienation?
Alienation.
Remember that?
It was like one of those syndicated shows, right? That,
like, meaning it was like done in Britain?
No.
Like, oh, syndicated, like, all over the place?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Alienation. But there's a few movies to look out for in the next coming years.
Look out!
Mr. Peabody and Sherman, which will be animated. I don't know if it's going to be, like, computer animated.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
Yeah, like the cartoon from way back in the day.
I'm not aware.
Megan Fox and Zoe Saldana is coming out with a heist movie called Swindle.
That's the Navi chick, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm watching it for her, not for Megan Fox.
Right, of course.
They're redoing Cat in the Hat, hopefully.
Fox. What? Didn't they just...
They did Cat in the Hat before with Mike Myers, but everyone...
But that wasn't too long ago, right?
But it was horrible.
Right.
It was just wasn't good. So but they're going like to do
one,
a better...
Come on, wait a decade or two.
Actually, I think it's been close. I think it's been close to a decade, yeah.
Jeez.
Despicable Me 2, or a sequel of Despicable Me. Al Pacino's going to be the villain in this one.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Wow.
They're doing, I guess, a biopic of Dr. Seuss, starring Johnny Depp.
You know, for years, I thought Al Pacino and Al Capone were the same person. No, like, this was, like, when years when I was little, though.
Oh,
like,
when you're little, yeah. So, okay.
Because the first time I saw Scarface, I was probably, like, 7.
You thought that was Al Capone?
Like, well, until I was, like, 10, because I would just get the names mixed up. And I just knew they were, like, both gangsters. I didn't really understand that Al Capone was a real person. I just thought it was like his stage name or something. I don't know.
That's cute.
I can understand
that's
that.
Cute.
But I know the history now.
Do you know who plays Al Capone in The Untouchables?
Oh gosh, who is that? That's De
Niro. I just had a feeling you've seen The Untouchables. Yeah, very good, De Niro.
I love that movie. That's a good very job. Good movie.
I've not seen it yet, but it is.
What?
I've seen a classic movie that you haven't seen.
I don't want to say that I've seen it, but I've seen the end of it. I want to see the whole thing. But I haven't seen
with
all
the stroller.
Baby's going down. Baby's going down huge flight of granite stairs in a stroller.
Everyone's just watching.
Yeah. Bullets going everywhere.
He's like the only person that can. Yeah. Yep. It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's.
I love those.
If he couldn't save Whitney, then I mean, what can he save?
I love those gangster movies.
My sister's a big fan of it too. She's like a big fan of gangster movies and
Like the John Dillinger movie. That one was even really good. I'm trying to get my dad to watch it.
I've watched it, and my dad and I, we thought it was a little dry.
What?
Yeah.
It was good. It was realistic.
It was realistic,
Public Enemy?
Public Enemy, yeah.
That's why it was good, because it was like, it wasn't like a fabricated, like, oh, let's add 10 more guns to the scene kind of thing. It was real.
I mean, I like the fact that it was real, but it just...
I liked when he walked into the police station, like kinda... looking at his picture.
Who yeah, that was interesting. It was some good scenes.
Who played J. Edgar Hoover in that?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Christian Bale, I think.
Was it?
Might have been. No, maybe it wasn't. It wasn't Hoover. It was somebody else. No, he played Ness.
Elliot Ness,
I think.
That was a good movie, though.
There's good parts to it, but overall, I didn't like it.
Have you checked out The Machinist yet?
Yes.
You did? Yes. Oh, wait. You had already seen it, right?
Yeah, I had already
seen it. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. That's going to be made into a movie.
Sounds like my life.
I never read the book, but that should be interesting. And I already talked about Jurassic Park. Neverland, but this time...
Michael Jackson?
In this version, he's dead.
How about that new Snow White coming out? With
what?
Which one? Because there's two of them.
Right.
What?
The more dramatic one with Charlize Theron.
I thought you were going to go with the other big name, Kristen Stewart. She's the one playing Snow White.
Snow White
and the Huntsman.
Yeah, Snow White and the Huntsman. That's the one
talking about. What happened to the dwarfs?
They're still in it, as far as I know.
But it's not Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
It's not the one with...
I'm pretty sure Disney trademarked that particular title.
No. The story. Disney takes all
the
stories
itself is in public domain, so anybody can use it. But once you like have a title, I think...
It's... Yeah, but isn't that the title of the story, the actual story?
I think it's just Snow White. No. Actually, I think it's something in German.
Yeah,
it's a German story.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, that's definitely copywritten by or trademarked by Disney.
That
particular title.
Lame.
Yeah.
But with this particular Neverland story, Peter Pan is portrayed as the villain. And I guess Captain Hook is the hero. I don't know how that's going to work out. But
that's
a little...
stupid. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of the villains.
But that might be something I
could get on, you know, on board with.
I guess Peter Pan is like, you know, abducting kids and bringing them to Neverland. So Hook is trying to put an end to that.
That's stupid.
What are you yelling at me for? I didn't do it.
You told me about it. I would have been better off not knowing that.
And a whole controversy.
So they're making him like a child molester?
Whoa, you brought it to that level. I didn't say anything about that. I just
that's what it makes me think of.
He's, you know, bringing unwanted guests.
Oh, wait, maybe that's just a Michael Jackson thing.
I think so. I think you're still on Michael Jackson, yeah. The other big controversial thing with movies is Michael Bay remaking or retelling the origin story of the Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
So.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I figured that's going to be interesting, but a lot of people are upset about that.
Michael Bay's spin on Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, because he's going to say aliens would be involved.
Is Vanilla Ice going to be in it?
I don't
only
know.
Only for Lucky.
Yeah, only for Lucky. We'll see how that turns out.
Under pressure.
That should be interesting, though. I do want to find out more about that, and I hope he gets back to Transformers. He's supposed to be doing part 4 and 5, I think, and that'll be in the next 2 years. And something you were talking about last week before I left, Wendy, about Native Americans killing bald eagles.
Oh, yeah, that made me mad.
Yeah. What was going on with that?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know anymore?
No. And people stop caring about stuff after a week.
That is true. Yeah, that's.
I would like to know, but I just didn't look it up.
You don't remember.
But I think that's kind of the end of it. They're allowed to.
Right. Something, yeah.
That's what the story was. They're allowed to. That's kind of. What else can you do?
Because all I do is just write down a line, like you told me. So
I was surprised at how many people did not think that was wrong. Like, nobody I talked to agreed with me. Pretty much everybody said they should be allowed to. I don't know. I don't understand.
Oh, because...
I think it's wrong. If we went to India and killed cows, that wouldn't be okay.
Right. Because, you know, that's like a sacred creature for them.
Yeah. Whereas, just because we eat meat and we believe it's okay, that wouldn't be okay with them.
I do understand. I do. I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep killing our... The endangered national symbol of this country.
We won't have any left. And then, what would happen? We have to get another symbol? Another animal?
No. That would be wrong. They should just not kill them, and then we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Do you think Native Americans should stop doing that?
Yes. So,
okay.
I think I made that clear.
Right. I do remember that now a little bit more. And that kind of led into us talking about PETA and killing 95% of the animals that they save.
And porn.
Right. I don't know if they're... Their PETA.XXX site is up yet. But schools are also taking their XXX domain names, too, so they don't get any accidental publicity of people taking over their school sites.
Mm.
Something like that.
That sounds like it'd be a fun thing to do. Take over a school website. Put up some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think so. That should be a lot of fun.
I hate when I have to important people walk by and I have to put my feet down.
Has he said anything to you before about your feet being on the table?
No.
No. You just don't want him to.
Yeah. I don't want to get yelled at for it because that means I definitely can't.
Knowing him, he'd come in here and massage your feet for being up on the table.
Oh, creepy factor rose again.
What?
So the creepy factor rose again.
Well, that's just a walking creepy factor, isn't it?
Well, you didn't have to put the image in my head.
He's like human lint roller and...
Trying to look, make sure I didn't have any other news articles in here.
News you can't use.
And then shout out to the truckers, too, that might possibly have found the cards that I left at random stops that I've been, if they become new fans of the show.
Right. I mean, I would love a whole slew of truckers following the show. Would definitely kind of spice up our already pretty eclectic
group of fans,
yeah. True.
But if you do find these cards, anyone that's listening that don't already know us personally, tell us where you found it and where you're from and all that stuff. You can call us. You can leave messages on our Facebook wall.
I wonder if we still have the listener from Germany, from Deutschland. Remember we had a guy who was down every now and again from Deutschland?
I don't know. If you're out there, you know, get in touch with us.
I was like begging way back in the day for whoever. It was like maybe like on two occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from Germany had.
Yeah, I'm gonna check. I'll check later today.
The show from iTunes.
I'll take a look, see if we have any more international listeners out there.
Anyway, hopefully when we get back to you... Hopefully by Saturday or next week's show, we will maybe have a date for our, you know, it's an experimental thing.
It might not mean anything to them anyway.
Our road trip.
Whenever we post the show. But it's more of a date for us.
Right. Well, more or less that you have a general idea as to when it would be released. Not necessarily the day that we do it, but, you know, it would be a couple days later. You could look forward to it.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. An experimental road trip radio show. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
But continue to contact us anyway for anything.
Yes.
Any words? Got any?
Absolutely.
I got no wisdom to share at the moment.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I smell like there's breakfast. Was that stupid? Maybe it's the coffee.
Lines of the Lost, 860-342-8423. Just throw that one out there one more time.
Thanks. All right. Well, so we'll wrap it up.
Up number 53 of the Lost Dial. Thank you all for listening.
Toodles.
Later.
Goodbye. Love to you all. And I'm down for the time, down for the time. Says she's down for the night.
Dial is brought to you by AllNoiseRadio.com and powered by the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. To hear more Lost Dial, find us on iTunes and the Lost Dial Podbean.com and listen to us anytime, anywhere. To contact us, email thelostdial@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theLD Crew and follow us on Twitter @thelostdial.